right. Well, let's get right to the phone lines and see if we can help Christy, who's in Montana, with a few ideas here. Christy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
What can we help you with? You've got a question here about some chimney options.
I do. You bet. So, you know, I own a 1962 Rancher. Great home. I've owned it for about 15 years now. It's solidly built.
It's a beautiful home. Thanks for the photos, Christy. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do my little updating here and there. I replace windows, of course.
Yeah.
And so, you know, little projects here and there. Now, with my chimney, I've got a colonial matte Norman brick, and it's flaking at the top. And so, you know, big chunks of brick are not falling off, but more so like thin little slabs, if you will. You know, just little thin, you know, pieces of brick come raining down on my front sidewalk there. And I think that the, you know, with a home of my age, you know, that weathering on the top is causing the bricks just right up there on the top in the first four to five rows to, you know, they're just getting old, like we all are. So, you know.
I'm flaking off myself a little bit here and there.
I'm flaking myself a little bit, too. I found the same exact brick.
Right.
But the brick that I've found, of course, is a much deeper red.
Yeah, it's going to be a variation of that. That's always the challenge anytime you have a brick going into it like that. Now, is this when you look around, of course, I'm looking at the pictures. When you're looking around the top part of the chimney, so it's just the very top part of it. There's no other areas around.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And I do have a problem with that. I don't know what it's called. The cement.
Right. Just the cap on it. Right.
That cap has cracked also.
Sure. Yeah. It normally does with something like that. Well, here's an idea that just popped into my head is that if you were to remove, you know, just have someone go up and remove any of the loose pieces in the top, say, two courses of that brick. And then I know in your email to us, you mentioned that you didn't particularly like stucco, and to do the entire thing with stucco probably would be a little stark and a little expensive. But if you were to do only the top 10 inches, let's say the top two courses and the concrete cap, and if you were to have stucco run around there in a nice, neat little band, and then at the same time you can coat the top of the concrete cap because of the cracks and the waterproofing that's needed there, then you have a nice little accent band, and I'm not sure painting it the red burgundy type color you have on your trim and putting that up there, if it wouldn't just disappear and look like it's been there for a long, long time. And this would be very inexpensive. Expensive. If you can find the right guy, the right mason, a little handyman guy to take care of this, might be a good way to go without spending a lot of money, and it'll tighten everything up to where the problem doesn't continue.
Yeah, I mean, here's my question. Okay, I know masons, you know, they're in our region, their fees are right at 100 an hour, so I know that this wouldn't be that much money. More so, I'm worried a little about the weather. We get the hots and the colds. We have real extremes here. I'm a little nervous about stucco and its durability with our extreme swings.
Yeah, Christy, that's the reason that you're having the problem at the top, because water's coming off of that capstone, soaking into those top two or three courses, freezing, expanding, and that's why you're having that flaking.
Okay, but how will stucco hold up?
Well, you'll be able to, once you get the stucco on there, it'll basically seal everything up to where you're not getting that penetration. That's where you would need to look to have them do the top part of it and so forth to allow the water to completely, you know, not be allowed to soak into that. Because like Joe said, especially with the cold weather, water's getting in, you're having to freeze, and it's just kind of popping all of the faces off of that right at the very top. But the stucco, I think, will provide a nice cosmetic effect and a nice finish to it, but also prevent any of that water from getting in there that's causing the problems that you have. So hopefully that will guide you along, Christy. Thank you so much for your call from Montana.